here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? It's another edition of Cheese Please, bringing you in living color. If you had a television set, if you don't have a television set, well, just imagine that it's in color. I'm rather colorful today with a red t-shirt and I can't say
plaid what. Plaid pants.
Okay.
There's no red in the plaid. Just picture it. It's yellow and green and blue and a bright red t-shirt. And purple socks.
For a minute there, I thought I was working at that department store that focuses on red. I don't know.
No.
Okay. And we have our co-host, of course, by the name of...
Daffodil.
And we're bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. As a matter of fact, our show this week is especially engaging. And we're going to make it so for you to enjoy the lovely sounds of Patrick Stewart.
That was phenomenal.
Oh, really?
Yes, that was very well done.
Wow. If I had to rehearse it, it wouldn't work.
That's exactly it.
That's it. Patrick Stewart, he's been on our radar for a while, and we didn't have really the funds to get it. But for some reason, when we ask for something or think about something in the bunker, it appears...
magically.
I don't know why, but I'm not going to argue. We're going to have...
I don't know if it's elves or leprechauns, but somebody brings us everything we want. It's like someone's listening to every word we say.
We've got three songs from a CD sampler that you can buy online, and all proceeds go to charity. We'll tell you a little more about that later. And it's just crazy.
It's so fun.
Oh, man. And I'll tell you a quote that I found on the website a little later that really sums it up quite nicely. On top of that, we have a chart topic, cheesy... that we go a little chirpy, chirpy, cheep, cheep on that. But we're starting off something we haven't played for a while.
High school band.
Yeah. From the Curl Grey High School Legion Band, we've got a couple songs. These guys try really hard. That's all I'll say. We've got Saints in Concert coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Colonel Bogey. That was from...
Boogie?
Bogey.
Bogey, okay.
Not Boogie. That's disco.
All right.
No. Bogey, that's from that 50s movie Bridge on the River Kwai.
Oh, okay.
Beep, 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 beep.
Anyway,
I'll just play it right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
It's the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
With the Colonel Gray High School Legion Band, and when the Saints go marching in, they call it Saints in Concert.
You know what?
Why?
I think that's one of the best versions of that I've heard in a long time. That was rousing. I would get up and cheer. That was awesome.
So I think they get an A for effort from the Chiefs Police staff here?
They get an A for effort.
Well, they sort of lost it near the end there, but other than that, you know, if I was in the room, I would be, yeah. Right?
Exactly.
Okay, and before that, we had Colonel Bogey, also known as the theme from the Bridge on the River Kwai from the late 1950s. Hey, you know, Ben Kenobi was in that movie from Star Wars.
Okay.
He was in that movie.
Okay.
So there you go. There's a Sir Alec Guinness. There's an encouragement to actually look up that movie. Ben Kenobi was in it from Star Wars.
It was also like one of the best all-time movies.
Oh, well, yeah. Anyway, my name is Starfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warp, and the weird that we refer to as Cheese Please.
And that's us. And as a matter of fact, now time to engage in the soul stylings of Patrick Stewart.
Actually, the country stylings, not soul.
Well, it's his soul that's singing now, isn't it?
All right, fine.
We know him from Star Trek The Next Generation. We know him from X-Men. We know him from American Dad, even.
We know him because he was a great Shakespearean actor before all of those things.
Yeah, and now he takes to the tunes and croons some cowboy classics in this 5-song sampler CD that we got our hands on. And you have to go to the website. www.pstewsings.com, because all the money, if you buy this CD, All the money goes to charity. So
stop with the infomercial.
That's the only thing I'm going to say about it, because of the fact that it is for charity. As a matter of fact, we didn't do the official introduction.
And now it's time for the Keys, Please.
Okay, we're doing things a bit backwards this week.
Anyway, what is he singing?
We're going to play a set with I'm a Old Cowhand coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Don't Fence Me In right here on
Cheese Please.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, and the starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences.
Is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
I'm a tenderfoot, never saw a cow, never roped a steer, cause I don't know how, and I sure ain't fixing to start it now.
Yippee-yi, okay, yee-haw! I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I learned to ride before I learned to stand.
I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State.
And she rides the range in the Ford V8.
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, and I go to town just to hear a band.
Do you know all the songs that the cowboys know about the big corral where the doggies go? Where'd you learn them all?
On the radio. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Please, with Sonny Odell and Patrick Stewart. That's his wife, by the way. And I'm an old cowhand.
That was cool. I like that.
Oh, that's kind of fun. And we're ending off our tribute to this whole crazy CD. What a better song to do for Patrick Stewart for country. Ringo.
Awesome. Cheese, please.
They lie in boot hills all over the West. The gunslingers, the Billy the Kids, and worse. Fellows like that coward that shot Bill Hickok. There's always ones like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints. But every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man. He lay face down in the desert sand, clutching his six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, but under his heart was an ounce of lead. A spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo!
Until the danger passed, the days went by, he mended fast. Then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. An hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo!
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east and he went west. I took the law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame, all through the West they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo!
Someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo!
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo. Say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." So at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo. I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo!
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Ringo!
Please, Patrick Stewart. Yeah, that Patrick Stewart doing his version of Ringo, which, strangely enough, back in the 60s, was done by another sci-fi veteran, Lorne Greene.
I like that song.
Who was Commander Adama in the original Battlestar Galactica.
That's probably why Patrick Stewart did it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That sci-fi tie-in.
It does. It does. And it's such a moving song and very powerful. And, of course, two powerful voices doing it. And if you haven't heard the original, listen to that and compare the two. They're both pretty cool. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Time to dig out the charts and do the Casey Kasem thing that we probably closest we'll ever get to Casey Kasem on this show.
Stopping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on cheese.
And the countdown continues.
What?
Nothing. I'm just waiting to see what you're going to do.
I'm just the court jester on this show, right?
You are. You are the amusement.
Oh.
I am the brains. You are the amusement.
And I'm not brains?
It's Sometimes.
Okay, let's just play the song here. Mac and Katie Kassoon. Chirpy, chirpy, cheeky. Right here on...
Cheese, please.
With Mac and Katie Kassoon, Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. Is that qualifying as an Easter song, Daffodil? I'm just thinking, you know, the little chicks jumping around at the Easter basket.
No.
Okay. That's more of a depressing song. Why are they so positive?
Why is it depressing?
Well, Mama's gone, and where's Mama gone? Far, far away. It's like the poor kid is left alone. Why are they so positive on that, Daffodil? I don't get it.
I don't analyze the songs.
I just heard Chirpa Chirpa Cheep Cheep, and I thought, hey, kind of catchy, you know? Then I started analyzing it while it was playing, and I'm sort of depressed now.
Well, just think about Patrick Stewart some more. It'll make you feel better.
Ah, that's very engaging. Yes, of course.
Let's just re-engage.
Yes, 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 yes.
Make it so.
Yes, I'm going to make it so. As a matter of fact, I'm going to mention P. Stu Sings, www.pstusings.com. I'll say it one more time because, well, in case you didn't
All
have
right.
a chance to write
I
it
have
down.
To make an announcement here.
Uh-oh.
For the listener.
Uh-oh.
Nobody paid him to do this.
No.
He didn't get a free CD. He
no.
paid for the CD.
No, yeah.
But the charity is good.
Yes.
So we apologize for promoting buying a product because
yes.
we're not supposed to do that on our show.
No.
But it is for charity. It is for a good cause. And it's so cool to listen to.
Is that why it magically appeared? Because we paid for it?
That might... Well, somebody had to pay for it.
Well, I know.
It's not a promotion in consideration for us plugging the product.
No. It just appeared. And I found the website and it... went from there, and I thought it was a good cause. We received no money. We do this voluntarily. We just people...
Nobody pays us to do any of this.
No, that's the thing. We just find places to hang out. That's all we get out of it, if anything.
And the great love we have for the cheesy music.
Well, yeah.
Which is why you need to go do your thing with the tube.
Oh, yeah. Well, I loaded the tube. I'm just going to flip it on now. Here we go. Come on, tube. Get in here, baby. There it is. I'm going to turn it off. There's the beep. I'll flip it open. And there we go. And we'll take out the piece of paper.
Open the there we go.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I just threw the container out. Well. This is an interesting one. A take on those crazy songs from the 50s where they did the...
I'm really glad that you could do that because I was wondering how you were going to pronounce that.
Well, that's the name of the song. We got Rusty Evans on the show this week, ending it off. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week where we will have more shenanigans.
Looking glass, if that looking glass gets broke, they're gonna buy you a billy goat. If that billy goat don't pull, they're gonna buy you a couple-chin boat. If that couple-chin boat turns over, they're gonna buy you a dog named Rover. Coach and Boo. If that Coach and Boo turns over, they're gonna buy you a dog named Rover. If that dog named Rover don't bark, they're gonna buy you a horse and a car. If that horse and a car breaks it down, you'll still be the prettiest baby in town.
Cheese, Please, your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.